Record low.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, I'll just turn the volume down now. And so, as you know, today is a day for t-shirts. And I know you haven't had that much spare time to kind of rush you, but this was the best we could do. So, you'll be giving me the designs for a t-shirt. So, probably, so either one color, I think it has to be either white or black for the background. Black. White or black in the background, and then one color for the other color. So the colors are not that important, but has anyone been thinking about that? Okay, great. So you have a couple of final designs, and at lunchtime you're prepared to come up or either put them up here and we can show them, and then we'll vote. Yes? Can the ink be a different color? So I actually will have to check that. So I definitely do know you can have a black background and white design and a white and black. Other colors, green,
pink,
burgundy, whatever. I'm not sure I'll have to check about that. So, okay. So everyone's ready, great. Okay, so we'll do that just before lunch, probably. Just before lunch or just after lunch, sometime then. So we had a number of people create this proofs, or supposed proofs of Euler's theorem. Michael and I, we were up until about 4 a.m. last night looking at them. We found people assumed a few things, like 1 plus 1 equals 2, and 1 divided by 1 equals 1 as well. And did not prove those from set theoretic axioms. But, but we were feeling kind of generous, so we decided to give everyone who did the proof one of these. So congratulations, thank you for doing that. So we have... So this is it Franz, Richard? Is it Franz, Richard? It's Kunze. Really hard to...
Kunze.
Sorry?
Kunze.
Kunze. Right, Kunze, great. So, Colby Olhausen, well done, Colby. Lynn Fay, well done. Okay. Okay, Bilesh. Great. Oops. Okay, pass it to Bilesh, please. Well done. Ben Faber, Ben. Great. Okay, Johannes Hoffman.
Nice to see
well,
good
calculus proof of that. Yep. Okay. Tim, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Sai. How do I pronounce it? Shay. Okay. All right. Shay, my apologies. Pass it on. Great. Well done, Tim. Okay. Brian Wagner. Yep. Brian. Done. Okay, and so there's...
That's mine, I think.
It's mine? Are you sure? Is this anyone else's? No one?
Yes, mine.
Okay, here we go.
I want some. I never had one before.
Right, okay. So we have those. So we happen to have 12. Okay.
So did you eat the big one?
It
was
4
o'clock in the morning. What do you think?
No, maybe we'll save them for something else. So I thought this was a bit too big. You wouldn't want to eat.
No.
Okay. So great, fantastic, well done. That was a hard problem, and you got that. So I'll need to make the next one harder. So we have one of our keynote presentations. I mentioned that Michael and I won't be giving all of the presentations with some of our scientists. And we have Professor Lee Smolin will be coming in today a little bit later and giving you the presentation. And I mentioned that will be on dark matter and dark energy. And so Lee has worked at a lot of different places, probably our most well-known, famous scientist. And so sort of all over the world he's known, both for his work on quantum gravity, but also his popular books. And he's sort of worked everywhere, places such as Harvard University, Pennsylvania State University, Stanford, Caltech, pretty much everywhere. Lee's worked and knows people from, and it's a very impressive track record. So he'll be coming in, give you a talk, and he's an excellent speaker, very, very in his knowledge of physics. So that's a little bit later on. Okay, so what we're going to do is quickly go over matrices. So some of you have seen matrices before. You definitely will know them if you want to understand teleportation. I'll talk on Friday. So we've got matrices here. So what we're going to do is very quickly go over those, and then we'll get started on some quantum physics. Okay. So you'll know about vectors. So they're about vectors, and I can simply draw Cartesian XY plot, and we could have a vector, and I guess I'll label it like that, with an arrow above. And that's a vector. We could label it by this ordered pair, the x and y coordinates. But there's another way we could represent the same information. The origin there, the same information, and that is just, in a sense, turning it on its side. And we could represent the x above the y. And so here, it's just a way of representing what the vector v is by the x and the y coordinates. So this is what we have. And this actually turns out is a matrix. So this is our first example of a matrix. And what they are is just fantastic ways to store information when you have complex information, more than sort of one piece, just all in one mathematical object. And so this is a matrix, and it has two rows, one, two. One comma, one, so it's called a 2x1 matrix. And that's number of rows, number of columns. So simple matrix. So just as a tangible example, this could be 1, 1. And that's very simple. That just means one unit along, one unit up. And so that would be an example of a vector pi over 4 radians, which is equal to 45 degrees, 1, 1, y, x, v. Okay, but we don't need to stop there. We can represent... We have matrices which, instead of having... Actually, I should try and... I'll just try and keep the notation consistent. So sometimes you see matrices with sort of just normal parentheses or brackets, or sometimes with square brackets. So I'll be trying every time to use square brackets like this. So what if we had a matrix with two rows and two columns? So we can do that. It's another way of storing for... numbers. So 1, 2, 1, 2 here. So that's an example of two rows, two columns, 2x2 matrix. And so we can basically go as far as we like. And so no reason why we have to stop at 2. We can go an m by n matrix, where it could be a million by a million and five. Anything we like. And you notice that the number of rows obviously is an independent variable to the number of columns, so they don't need to be the same. So we have different number of rows to the number of columns as we have here. So pretty much this is as complicated as we'll get. So all you need to really understand quantum physics is just a 2x2 matrix, and matrix addition and matrix multiplication. So yeah, so that's as complicated as we'll get. So it's 2x2 matrix. Okay, where am I? Okay, I'll just make stuff up. Okay, so 2x2 matrix. So an example might be, we'll just put numbers here, 3, 1, 0, minus 1. So it's an example. So what I'm going to do now is, so two operations. So if I have 4 plus 5, you can add them together to give 9. And you know you can also add vectors together. So vectors are matrices, and in general we can add two matrices together. So so we have one matrix which is A, B, C, D, and a second matrix, E, F, G, H. So if we add them together, all we do is we just add the corresponding elements. So the A plus B is A plus E in the same element, the first row, first column. B plus F gives the element in the first row, second column. C plus G, second row, first column. Oops. Okay, and then D plus H. Here. Okay, so that's how I added. So an example, very... So A equals 1, 0, 2, 1. B equals 3, 1, 2, 1. One plus three, four. Zero plus one, one. Two plus two, four. One plus one, two. Okay, so that's how we add that up. And that's actually as complicated as we'll get with matrices. So there's another operation for matrices, and that is... that is matrix multiplication. We can multiply two numbers together. 2x4 equals 8. And so sometimes, not always, we'll see sometimes we can multiply two matrices together. So if we go back to the example we had, well, actually, let's keep these two matrices to multiply them or any other two matrices together. Well, actually, yeah, we'll do it with A and B. So if we want to multiply two matrices together, we start off with a matrix which has one matrix which has two rows and two columns, and another one with the same as well. So we'll end up with one that has two rows and two columns. But the way we do that, it's a little bit tricky, but I'm sure you'll get it. So we're looking for So it's just A, B, where the multiplication is implicit. So we're looking for something which is two rows, one, two, and two columns there, one, two. And so to get it, what we need to do is look at, so we need to get these four elements, one, two, three, four. And so to get the first one, what we need to look at is the first row, so we do it in this case. Look at the first row in the first matrix and the first column in the second matrix. And the reason we're doing that is we're looking for the element in the first row in the first column. We're trying to find this one here. And so that will have contributions from the first matrix and the second one. And it comes from, we're looking for the element in the first row in the first column. So we look at the first row in the first matrix and the first column in the second one. And then what we do is we multiply what I call the corresponding elements together. So we look at these two to go together. These are the first ones. We multiply those two together. And then we add these two go together, B and G. And so we multiply A and E together. And then add them to B and G. So that's A, E plus BG there. So we've got three other elements to get. here. So the way we get them is we're looking for the element in the first row and second column of the product here. So we look at the first row in the first matrix, and we look at the second column in the second matrix, and we just do the same thing. So these two go together, A and the F, so we multiply those two together, and then the B and the H go together. So we multiply those two together and then add them to A, the product of A and F. So A multiplied by F plus B multiplied by H. So what you will see on Carlos's talk on teleportation, you'll see lots of matrices like this. You'll definitely see matrix multiplication. And it's kind of interesting that just with simple 2x2 matrices, that is the mathematics. Actually, even no complex numbers involved, but that is the mathematics that describes teleportation. So this is very, very useful. So we have two more elements to get. We have the second row. So the second row and the first column is what we're looking for. So we go down to the second column in the first matrix. Sorry, the second row in the first matrix here. And first column in the second one. So it's this here. And pair up the elements, C multiplied by E, D and G, so we get C, E plus. Okay, so now the last one, second row, second column, C multiplied by F plus D multiplied by H. Okay, so one example, if I were to change this to A multiplied by, change this just to AB, the product of the two. So what we do to get that is first row, first column, 1 multiplied by 3 gives us 3, 0 multiplied by 2 gives us 0, so that's 3 plus 0 there. The first row, second column, we have 1 multiplied by 1 plus 0 multiplied by 1, which gives us 1. The second row, first column, we have 2 multiplied by 3 plus 1 multiplied by 2. So that gives us 8, gives us 6 plus 2, which gives us 8 here. And then 2 multiplied by 1 plus 1 multiplied by 1 for the second row, second column. And what that does is that gives us 3. So obviously 3 plus 0 is 3. So so voila, we've just done matrix multiplication. Great. Okay, so this, so we will be doing that. So the only other thing really that we will be doing is multiplying a 2x2 matrix by a 2x1 column vector or column matrix. So we will just look at that now. And so what if I make, keep A the same, but let's make B equals 1 and 2. Okay, so what play did you see last night, or what musical? Much Ado About Nothing. Okay, so Shakespeare. Right, okay, good. So you're getting a very well-rounded education. We're teaching you physics, and we're teaching you Shakespeare. Okay, good. Just interested. Okay, so
nice break.
Sorry?
Nice break.
Okay. So we had 2x1 column vector. We can actually, even though they're kind of different mathematical animals, we can add them, we can multiply them together. Because, what we do is we just use the same procedure as we used before. So we get the first row, first column, and then get 1 multiplied by 1. Plus 0 multiplied by 2, exactly the same as we were doing before. So that gives us 1. And then the second element, 2 multiplied by 1 plus 1 multiplied by 2 gives a 4, so that's the answer there. Okay, so we're doing Microsoft multiplication. This is as complex as it will get, although we will be putting complex numbers in there. So the question is, if I have any odd matrix, if I make A, can you always multiply two matrices together, no matter what their dimensions are? I mean, if I made B a 3x3 matrix, so what I mean by a 3x3 matrix is, if I change B to be, so, so you learned about cow variables yesterday, was that right? Oh, the people in here did. Did you? Cow. C-O-W.
Cow.
Okay, so I guess only half of you learned about the cow variable. So that was the people here with Michael. You just use them when, instead of having, I think it was f of x, normally if you have a function, f or x is the standard variable. It doesn't have to be x, it could be y, it could be z. There's actually a well-known variable from string theory. Yeah, it's from string theory, called the cow variable. Is that cow? it's my cow. Cow. So we can have 3x3 matrices. So there's 3x3 matrix, and we could have 3, 1, 4, 1, 2, 4. But also, the reason, actually, I'll get rid of these to make it simpler. And why? Someone taking a photo of them? Yeah. So why I mentioned the cow was, what we'll see, you can find in quantum physics, is these. Well, certainly these can be any numbers here, or really anything you like. They can be variables, but so we can have a complex number here, and we can also have a cow. Well, I mean, this is just some variable here. Get the idea. So really, all this is three rows and three columns. So this is a 3x3 matrix. And so if that's the case, can we actually multiply A by B and get a number? And you might think, wow, the two matrices, we just followed the procedure. And it turns out there's a problem. And the problem is, imagine we could come and go and try and count the element in the first row and the first column. Well, we have 1 and 3 match up, 0 and 1 match up, but then, oh, there's kind of no corresponding element for I. There's no element in here to pair it up with, because it stops. There's no third column in this. So they're incompatible. They just do not match up with each other. So the product of matrix multiplication is not defined. So you just cannot multiply them together. They're sort of like apples and oranges. They just don't work out. And so in general, what you need the condition to be satisfied for multiplication to be possible is number of columns in the first equals number of rows in the second. Oops, number of rows in a second. Okay, number of columns in the first matrix equals the number of rows in the second matrix. And if you have that, you're going to multiply them together. And so we saw that in this case, number of columns, 1, 2, number of rows, 1, 2. So can these two matrices be multiplied together? 1, 2, 1, I, 2, 1, 1, 4, and 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1. Yes. Okay. And why is that? Okay, so one. Yeah, yes, you've got it. One, two, three columns. One, two, three rows. So yes, that works. That we can find A and B. Okay, so what I'm going to give you is a couple of examples now, and that's pretty much that's. This is all we need to know. I know there are a few other things in the math primer, but so far we're just trying to strip it to sort of the bare bones so we can get on to some more physics. Well, some physics. Okay, so let's make, so just dealing with 2 by 2, so A equals 1, 2, 3, 1, B equals 1, 2, 1, 0. So actually, so I'll do some problems now. What I'd like you to do is do your working on paper, and then put your final answers nice and big on the whiteboard, and then we'll show them up. So... Okay, so just to make sure everyone's, then check with the ant with those around. Sorry?
You also
ask us about VA. Oh, right. You've made sure that they don't commute. Yeah. Good point.
They don't commute?
They probably don't. And then let's calculate what V multiplied by A is. So, and then... Actually, let's make that up, just to be sure. Sorry. It was too easy. I didn't want you to get bored. Sorry. Okay, that won't happen again. That was bad. That was mean. I apologize. Oh, I changed the 0 to a 3. Okay, and then check your answers with the people around you.
Thank you.
Have any questions?
We have to do this.
That's a seven. Okay. Seven. Yeah, actually seven. Yeah, good question. So that's a so it should be consistent there. Could you at least calculate what's the element in the could you at least calculate the first column? Is that a compromise? Does this some work? Maybe you could each do a column and then you just pull your answer together. That would be teamwork. Yes. Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's Yeah.
It's kind of be older by the time I get this
out. Is someone using Mathematica or something like that?
I'd like to see how it gets that power in there, though.
I forget.
It's
Kappa.
Why should you run $7 on my turn? I'll just roll it.
Okay. 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 So that's from the math class. You got that from the math primer? Okay, we'll give you two more minutes. The last one's, two more minutes. The last one's a long one. Maybe you could calculate a couple of rows or a couple of columns, and the person next to you could calculate some other columns, and you could improve your answers. So work out. Is that the last one? Have you? You have the last answer to the last one? Oh, the last one.
Oh,
sorry, what's your name? Okay, you're working on that one. Great. So maybe you could get the first row and Thomas could get the next one and Iria the next one. Okay, how's Mathematica going there?
It crashed.
It crashed?
I tried inserting a graphic and it crashed.
Okay. Okay. That's weird. Okay. Great. So pull your answers together. Get someone to calculate the last row. I think a lot of people have got the first row. Has anyone done the last row?
I'm doing the last row.
You're doing the last row. Okay, we have someone doing the last row. Anyone doing the third row? Okay, great. Someone doing the third row off the bat. I think someone has the first row. A few people have the first row. So Yelena, which column did you calculate? Okay. Sorry? Okay, great. Okay. So what you need to do as a group is find out when you have enough collective knowledge in this group that you have the solution. So that means you'll have to talk to other people. So find out when you know all the pieces of the puzzle. So someone up the back there has the third row. We have the final row here. You have the first column. Do you have enough to make it up? It's up to you. You're doing okay. And then when you have it all, let me know it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's the point. When you have all the information, then I need someone to write down the final answer and hand me a piece of paper with that on it. Yes, Boris. So is this for everyone or just?
I don't know. I mean, you decide. I was just wondering.
Right. Yep. Right. Let me think. So use a reversible. That's a good question. I'll just figure out that. So you want to figure out things. So if you have A, B, and C, yeah. So I think you could, because then what you have. So if in the case of 2x2, let's make null unknowns. So you have four unknowns in A, B, C, D, and you have four unknowns in B. So you just make them four variables, x1 through xa, and then So you. Oh, it's actually 8. Yeah. Or if we have 2 independent 2x2 matrices, it's 4. Yeah, 8. And then, yeah, 8 independent matrices. Yes, yeah. But actually, that's a good one. That's a good one. But some of them would handle that. Some of them here. With the calculator, maybe. Yeah. But so that's going to be reversible. Really, the two ways. Yeah. Yes. Here you have 8 unknowns for quite things. Sorry, yeah. 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 So I guess in that sense, it's not symmetric. It could, in the sense that you have, I mean, you know a number of cryptographic algorithms in one way, like So some cryptographic algorithms are the standard one is RSA, which is easy to get two prime numbers multiplied together. So if I give you the huge number and say this is the product of the prime, what are those two primes? Unless you have a quantum computer. So it could be. There are a whole lot of Right. So people have talked about. There actually was a couple of years ago when they got all the researchers in quantum computing and they said, okay, we're going to have a project now. We're going to pick because there are many different approaches to quantum computing. We're going to give you 5 years, and then in 5 years, we're going to have a conference, and I put all my money into that, and I think it was something like only US national to be able to run that, but they stopped that because it was too premature. I know that there are people here that have patents, and they kind of they're long shots because it would be very difficult for someone back in the 90s. I mean, no one in the 1950s, when they had back in the room, no one could have predicted that we'd have computers like the ones we have today. So it would be very, very hard to get patents. Okay, I might. Do you have the answer on a piece of paper for me? Yes? You have it? Question? You got it? Okay.
Takes a while.
We have it.
Okay,
we have one answer here. You got? You have it? Okay, let's just care. Are these the same? Okay, we have some answers. Okay, we have some answers. We'll just check the answers. I'll write the answers up to the three preliminary questions. Okay. Different? Expanded. Okay, which one is it? That one. So we have. Check with that one. Okay, you be the official checker. Okay, so we're checking the answer to. Okay, so we're. Thank you for that. So we're checking the answer to the last one at the moment. So could you all put your answers up for the first three? So. Okay.
Read it.
No.
What does it say?
Well, I can't see. I'm not sure what the
V thing is. Negative one. Two funky things. A Y thing and a P thing.
I'm not sure what it means.
I is this one.
Oh.
His idea, not me.
So what is it? It's and then
two in a row, gamma.
A gamma in a row.
A gamma?
Yeah.
How do you get S from gamma?
No, that's good.
It's a y.
Sorry?
It's y.
Oh, right. Okay. And then
a row. A row.
No. Not equal.
Clever. Okay. Okay, so I think everyone got the answer to the first three, so fantastic. So that's as complicated as we'll get with matrix multiplication. So the final answer for the last one, were they all the same? Okay. Okay, final answer. We have. Okay, actually, I can just put this up. Okay, much easier. Okay, so I'll put this up now. Okay, so we need to wait 15 seconds.
Eight, seven, six, five, three, four, three, two, one.
Okay. Great. Okay, so that is the answer I'm told to. Sorry?
Oh, the character.
How many times did you get it
right? Okay. Okay. So that's the answer. I'll leave that up for a minute. So I'll just check the second one. Well, I'm sure it's right. Yes.
If the second column for row is an exception, is
that a B? For AB, second column, fourth row, so you mean. Oh, sorry, second column, fourth row. Oh,
it's correct.
Is that right?
It's correct.
It's correct, okay. Okay, so just check that everything's ready. Great. Oh, great. Okay. So, just before we go to the break. Sorry? Break gets 10 past. So, yeah. So there is. Thank you. So we have some. There is some. If you go out, and there's a table with some muffins and some water on there. And so that's for you. There's also just to the right, there's a little basket of fruit. So that's actually for the researchers. So if we have. So if you could please not take food from that, because that's for them, and we've got some extra stuff set aside for you. Just they need to eat themselves. So please don't take their food. So hopefully we have enough. Sorry? Coffee. I'll check and see if there's coffee out there. So we'll come back in about 15 minutes.